This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The out-migration of people leaving Appalachia is nothing new. Folks have been heading for the cities elsewhere for generations to find work and new opportunities. Still, there are a few here who are determined to stay. But for them, staying is also a struggle. That's why West Virginia Public Broadcasting and our podcast, Inside Appalachia, have been following six people for about a year to see how they are managing to stay and if they can find a way to support their family here in Appalachia. Lately, we've been following Crystal Snyder's journey as she started a job training program called Refresh Appalachia. She's learning how to grow squash and shiitake mushrooms. She's also going to a community college, working on her associate's degree in applied science. Crystal is a single mom, and it hasn't been easy to balance school, work, and family responsibilities. Last time we heard from her, she'd been put on probation after an unexcused absence at work. On top of this, she had just found out that her 18-year-old son, Aaron, had dropped out of high school. Roxy Todd picks back up with Crystal's story as she was preparing for a meeting with her supervisors. A quick warning to parents, there are some parts of Crystal's next story that might not be suitable for kids.
Last August, Crystal was devastated when she was put on work probation. Up till that point, work at Refresh Appalachia had been going great, and her boss, Ben Gilmer, says she's consistently been one of the hardest workers at their company.
When she's on the job site, it's clear that everyone else kind of steps up their game to keep up with her. She sets the pace, which I admire a lot.
So it seemed out of character for her when she didn't show up to work one day. Ben knew Crystal was volunteering for Bernie Sanders in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention, but he didn't know she was staying an extra 2 days. Crystal did send an email, but it didn't arrive until the day she was scheduled to work. Anyway, they asked her to come to a special meeting to talk about why she didn't give them a heads up sooner. And, as it turned out, it was also a meeting for them to find out if she was okay, because Ben could tell she was having a rough time.
At the time, I think I was trying to help her with, I think, some like personal finance management, some other stuff. And I think that was the nature of the conversation, was like, there's also a big role to play here, you know, within your, first of all, yourself, your family unit, your community here, your job. We all depend on each other.
Crystal said the talk with Ben was helpful, even though it didn't fix everything. They took her off work probation and helped her to plan a personal budget. She decided to cut some unnecessary purchases.
So I finally started bringing my coffee to work because I was spending like $4 every single day on coffee in the morning.
She realized she spent $500 a month at restaurants and at coffee shops. So she started cooking more, which helped. And there was another positive change for Crystal. After all the squash had been replanted, she asked to be transferred from Cabell County to Lincoln County High School's greenhouse. Even though it means a longer drive, the different location helped Crystal. She likes working with the high school students and teaching them to grow food. And she gets to work with two people she's grown to be close friends with, Colt and Caroline. They joke that they're the three C's. They also started to grow shiitake mushrooms at the Lincoln County site. This type of farming is what Crystal is most passionate about. She smiles when she drills holes in logs and hammers in little plugs with shiitake spawn. In about 8 months, these logs will grow shiitake mushrooms.
Being out here and being in Lincoln County is like, it's just got me like wanting to just go off the grid. Just grow my own food and...
Then, in January 2017, the Refresh Appalachia crew went on a retreat. All of Crystal's co-workers in Mingo, Lincoln, and Cabell counties got together for a two-day meeting. On the first day, everyone stood in front of their colleagues to talk about their life story. Crystal was the first one to talk. Later, she shared the stories again while the two of us were sitting in her living room. And a warning, this may not be suitable for young listeners to hear. She said she told her coworkers about some really scary stuff that happened to her as a child. Like the time when her family was robbed when she was 8 years old.
My dad was heavier into, like, he was selling cocaine at that point, and We lived in the East End, 7th Avenue and 14th Street in Huntington, and he had some shady friends, and they knew he had a stash, and they kicked in the door, and there were guns, and it was so scary. I thought they were going to kill him, and I thought they were going to kill us, and my mom was just screaming, and we were all just screaming.
She also told her coworkers about an earlier trauma, when she was sexually molested by a friend of her father's.
When I was 5, we went to Florida to pick up some weed. I remember huge black garbage bags in the back of the trunk when we went down there. But on the way down there, his friend, I said he touched my monkey is what I told my mom when we got back, but he just touched my private parts. And I told my mom and dad, and they said my dad beat the guy up, but to me that just was not enough. You know, like, they didn't call the police because they were there for something that was illegal, so they couldn't really report it. But we didn't talk about it. Like, I didn't even know it was real until I was like 18. I was talking to my sister, and she's like, yeah, that happened. And I was like, why didn't we talk about this?
Talking about these memories was important for Crystal's journey. In a few minutes, we'll hear why this marked a positive change for Crystal in the conclusion to her struggle to stay story. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:51. Variable cloudiness today, a chance of rain in the east with high temperatures in the 70s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the 40s and 50s. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with highs in the 60s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Cafe Cimino Country Inn for destination weddings, retreats, reunions, or fundraising events. Offering outdoor venues on the Elk River for lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. CafeCiminoCountryInn.com. Here's a sobering statistic. Almost half of children in America experience trauma at some point when they are young, according to a study by Johns Hopkins University in the Journal of Health Affairs. Other studies suggest that children who grow up in poverty may even be more likely to experience a traumatic event or abuse. Lately on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we've been following the story of 37-year-old Crystal Snyder. She's a single mom working full-time while also going to school. Like many young people who are trying to make a future here in West Virginia, she has a lot of experiences from her past that still affect her to this day. But as Crystal told Roxy Todd, she's determined not to let the frightening experiences she faced as a small kid get in the way of her dreams for a better future.
Sharing these stories with her coworkers marked a turning point for Crystal. She hadn't shared these stories with many other people, especially not with a group of about 12 other people listening. Her boss, Ben, said the story seemed to inspire the rest of her coworkers.
When Crystal, she leads from her heart like that, and it allows other people to, I think, access that within themselves in a different way. And I saw that. So each of us, including myself, probably, you know, we just opened up in a way we wouldn't have otherwise, because she started off that way.
After the work retreat, Crystal started to focus more on how much she's overcome in life. The experience also encouraged her to start seeing a therapist.
Just learning to stop the bad thoughts and not worry. Like, just worry does so much harm and no good. So it kind of forced me to snap out of it and refocus on all the wonderful things in my life.
She's not worrying as much about politics or climate change or what direction the country is heading. Instead, she's trying to spend more of her energy on making change here in West Virginia and with her own family.
My therapist helped me, like, realize, like, you just do what you can. And Ben, too, just do what you can locally. But when she would say that, I was just like, yeah. Like, right. Like, why does that matter what I do locally if globally, we have no control. But really, it does, or at least it makes me feel better.
She's so strong and resilient. For that reason, guys, she's had to provide for herself, I think, largely her whole life, and then protect others.
One thing her boss, Ben, says he's continually blown away by is her ability to lead workshops in farming and teach other farmers how to grow shiitake mushrooms. Ben says Crystal is a born educator.
I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up being a teacher, you know, one day. But I'm not going to, like, project that on her. She could go in lots of directions, but she'll always be a teacher, I guess, no matter what she does. But one step at a time, though, I know she's focused on getting through school and, you know, doing well at Refresh.
What are you most proud of?
My resiliency, my tenacity. I'm proud that I shine my light still, maybe more so than maybe I would have if I hadn't experienced darkness. I'm proud of my kids, their kindness, and I'm proud to be in the field of agriculture. I'm proud to be on this journey, and I don't know where it's going, but it's going somewhere good.
A year and a half after I began helping Crystal record her story, she's now in her fourth semester at Mount West Community College, and she's loving school. Last semester, she got her first B, and she's proud of that B. She's aiming for an A this semester. She also got a job promotion and a raise and was made a crew leader at Refresh Appalachia. Her son Aaron is working on getting his graduate equivalency degree, or GED. Like his mom, he says he wants to be a farmer. Crystal dreams of one day owning land where she, Aaron, and her daughter Morgan can have a farm together. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd.
This concludes Crystal Snyder's Struggle to Stay story. On the next episode of Inside Appalachia, we'll meet the next person we'll be following in this series, a laid-off miner who says he doesn't want to leave Appalachia. But he and his wife have a new baby. What they are doing for work, we'll hear more about their struggle to stay on the next Inside Appalachia podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on our website, wvpublic.org. There you can catch up on all of our Struggle to Stay series. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Marshall University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Dave Mistich. I'm Teresa Wills.